notre visite s'achève ici, en espérant que l'expérience vous a plu. Si les années 60 ont façonné le centre-ville tel qu'on le connaît aujourd'hui, elles ont aussi donné place à des projets de rénovation urbaine, aux résultats regrettables. Expropriation massive, démolition de logements jugés inadéquats pour l'époque, et ce, sans même que les citoyens aient de recours contre les décisions des autorités municipales. Difficile d'imaginer qu'un scénario semblable se produise aujourd'hui sans lever de bouclier. Il semblerait que la ville de Montréal ait changé d'attitude par rapport aux transformations majeures qui s'opèrent sur son territoire, grâce à un processus de consultation publique. La disparition complète de Goose Village aura certainement permis d'apprendre des erreurs du passé. Nous tenons à remercier l'équipe de Parc Canada pour leur contribution à ce parcours. De notre côté, toute l'équipe du Centre d'histoire de Montréal vous remercie de votre participation et vous invite à profiter de deux autres visites disponibles en balado-diffusion pour d'autres quartiers disparus, soit le Faubourg Amelas et le Red Light. En attendant l'autobus, on vous invite à écouter Mme Frenetti, une ancienne résidente de Goose Village, qui se rappelle des familles et des commerces qui peuplaient autrefois le quartier. Au revoir.
Lucy, Patsy, Eileen, Joey, Junior, at least six there. The focus, I forget how many is there. Yeah, I would say mostly large families. Yeah, and the laundries, they were a large family. See, I can come right along Four Fire and Riverside. You had the Santucci's living down there with the Allardyces. Then you had a whole pile of people in between. And then I can come down to after Pachi's store. You had the Pachi's. You had the Walkers. You had the Doolins. You had the Palumbas. On this side was my auntie and Italian family up there. Over by the park was my father's cousin, the Toddies. And that's just there. And then you come down a little bit from John's store. You had the McDonald's. From McDonald's, you had the Kellys living upstairs. That was another large family. And across from the Kellys, you had the McGarrities. From the McGarrities, you had the Nantels and the Pines. And you had Peters and you had the Bears. You had the Belizzi's, the Focos, Santori's. Over here, I'm back here now. See, I just visualize it. Kellys, from the Kellys. You had the Mills. There was in between some Italian families. I just can't remember them. You had the Mills family. You had the Pearsons. You had the Baxters, the Oreos. And then coming up, you had the Kellys. There's another family of Kellys. You had the Harrises. You had the Stevens. You had Roshan's on the other side. Oh, God, Bono on the other side. Dominic Bono, jeez. Come on up a little bit, Linda. Okay, the Kellys and on and on. Stevens, Foxes. Oh, God. Oh, Burnell, right on top of Peaches. Boy, my eyes are closed because I can just see the streets here. Eh? Don't mind my eyes being closed. Then on Bridge Street, you had another large family, the McGuires, the Artusos. Abraham's, that's just in between Forfar and Conway. Then from Conway and Britannia, I really don't remember anybody on that side. Come down on Conway Street, you had the Fergusons, Furlongs, Andreoli's, Carleton's, Brio's, Griffin's. Oh, gosh. Oh, what's their names? Said Andreoli did. And oh, the Pichet family. There was a, no, not Pichet, Picard's. Then you had Dominic the barbershop. Oh, I forgot about Dominic the barbershop. Yeah. Yeah. I remember one haircut I got. My father decided he couldn't afford me to go. He made me sit in a chair, put a bowl on my head, and cut my hair. Oh, I cried. I didn't want to go outside. What a haircut that was. Okay, then coming up Conway Street, we had a factory in the village, and I don't remember what that factory did. It was a lot of steel, okay? You had the Browns on Conway. You had a lot of Italians. I just can't remember their names. See, I mostly hung around with the English. and there were some French families on Conway too. And there was an Italian family on Riverside. I don't remember their names, just around from the Kuiper's gin. And you come, back. Yeah, the Antonucci's, they're a large family. Macri's was a large family. Let's see. Antonozzi's, the Geary's. Harris's. No, I remember quite a few. I don't remember everyone. That's why I say I would love to be with the older folks when they start to talk about it, just to hear their stories. And I can remember. There were Onward, also on Mini Street, there was the Gaietti's. There was a family, not Emily Gaglietta, Gaietti's. They pronounced it Gaietti. Their cousin's family, okay? Now, there was just a death not so far ago, Chichi Gaietti, just last week. He was 50-something, he died of cancer. Now, I could see him just living upstairs across the street from me. There's a laneway here. And his mother, Teresa Gaietti, she was very nice, and his father, Frank. Then there's Junior Gaietti, who goes away every year to Miami. I don't have his address, his telephone number, nothing. All the addresses I had are no good. I mean, last reunion. Now, I would like to make a statement as for the reunions, okay? Yes, I had 3 reunions, but it wasn't just me. It wasn't even my idea. It was Ghislaine Mallet, M-A-L-L-E-T. Her name is Ghislaine. We call her Jessie.